RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Yesterday, as this story was breaking, Henry and I talking, we tried to get him on yesterday, but it's better today. We have more meat on the bone to talk about. Our first thought was Fred Herron, Sheriff Fred Herron, noted law enforcement in Bensalem, and then in Bucks County, and someone who was working the final details, I guess I'd put it out, of some partnership with ICE. Oh, man, you can't say that, right? And you know my charge is what I see here clearly with this police chief. If police had been there to help with crowd control so it wasn't so chaotic, I believe they would have never allowed this woman and maybe another vehicle to be blocking ICE from leaving that area. She'd be alive. There's other factors, but let's go to Sheriff Fred Herron. Hey, Fred, Sheriff, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year, Dom. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
So, Fred, we'll find out what you're up to. I know last time we talked about consultancy and a number of things, but yesterday, if you had a chance while this played out, just give us anything that you think played out here. How did you see all this?
Well, you know, I see the same videos that everybody else is seeing, and you know, the fact is, and I've been doing this now for 39 years, and I never Monday morning quarterback. I like to have all the evidence in, but it looks like, you know, the gunshot's through the front windshield, not the side. It's head on through the front windshield. And you said it in the opening here. Local law enforcement needs to assist federal agents when they're in town. We've done it in Bensalem. We've done it in Bucks County. It becomes problematic, and in this particular case, someone lost their life because you don't have that partnership. And, you know, if you look at the – I was just talking to a colleague in Florida today. If you look at the police chief in Minnesota, if you look at his facial expression at these press conferences, he looks to me like he wants to throw up. That, you know, he's sitting there with this mayor, and you've got Tim Walz, these two lunatics that don't know anything about anything. You've got all these other folks making comments that don't know the first thing about law enforcement. And, you know, the fact is these people should not be interfering with ICE's functions, whether they agree or disagree. The street is not the courtroom. That's not the place to air your differences. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe what they're doing, you take it out, you know, in proper channels. But to fight and get in their way of law enforcement, of legal law enforcement action, whether you agree or disagree, you know, somebody could say, I don't believe people should be arrested for possession of marijuana. But in Pennsylvania, it's illegal. And if you're going to get away in that arrest, there's going to be a problem. So, you know, people need to cooperate, whether or not they believe or don't believe in their mission. That's not their call. That's not their call. And unfortunately,
Yeah, Fred, as we said, too, in Philadelphia has civil affairs. You guys in Bucks County might have something like that. The scene was chaotic, and you know this, law enforcement in your blood. When you have a chaotic scene, I'm talking for an hour or so as ICE was assembled there, it provokes stuff that's not good. Everybody gets ratcheted up and all. You want to calm things down, and they never would have allowed the leader. She was a leader of this cavalcade of cars. They never would have allowed her to block it. It would have been stopped. They wouldn't have to then, on the spot, try to get her out of the car.
Yeah, that should never have gotten to that point. That car should have never been blocking a highway. We need to understand that everybody has a job to do, and you have the right to voice your opposition to this country. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that makes this country great. But you can't get in the way of law enforcement. You can't get in the way of lawful arrests. And if you don't think it's lawful, that's why we have courtrooms. That's what makes this country so great. And these folks are getting in the way. No one deserves to die for speaking their piece. But when you get in the way and you charge a car at a law enforcement officer, and it has to be what he thought, what was in his mind, was his life at risk. And if you look at a couple of the videos, that car was aimed at him. And, you know, and whatever he thought, and none of us will know, only he will know. And you got to remember, this guy was already run over a couple of months before he was drugged. So God knows what was in his mind. It's between him and the Lord. And this car was coming at him, and he shot through the front windshield, not the side windshield, through the front windshield. And at the end of the day, people need not to get in the way of law enforcement doing their job. Whether you agree with that job or not, that's not your call. That's not your call. This is the law of the land right now, and you have to abide by it.
Fred, you probably know this too. Even in a place like Minnesota, which is progressive, a large part of it, there are seven counties. I think it's 87 counties they have, something like that. So I guess they're more rural, that did say they would assist ICE and had a program similar toward yours. Again, what is it? And you were trying to be very precise about this. The media should have done their job. It'd be a great debate, but they just tried to slur it like you're going to be turning ICE loose. In Bucks County, what is it you were signing off on?
Yeah, what I signed off on is, and if you see the new sheriff made a statement on ABC, I believe, he basically told everybody what I was doing, which is what he plans on doing, which I was actually laughing when someone sent it to me today. We were not going up rounding up gardeners and people that worked in businesses or people that were entrepreneurs or people that owned bodegas. We were not rounding people. We were only dealing with folks that had due process, that were convicted of crimes that were in this country illegally. That was the plan in Bucks County. That was the plan from day one, and that was the plan from day last. And people just, the Democratic Party just put their own rhetoric out there because that's what they wanted to appeal to, the folks that just didn't understand it, and they played them. And it is what it is. But that's not why, I think I've said this to you before, I don't believe immigration is why we lost the election.
No, it was
trying
to get at Trump, and you were the only one they could get at.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
To hurt the president, they had to get through me.
Right.
And you know what? It is what it is. I still believe in everything that I did in that sheriff's office. There was a lot of great stuff that was going on. I don't know what will happen to it. But my mojo from day one being a law enforcement officer from April 20th, 1987 is to prevent crime and to prevent future victims. And if I could deport somebody that had committed a crime in this country or in this county and made it so they could never commit that crime again, I'll take that to my grave. I have no remorse. I have no regrets. You got to stay with what you believe, and you got to push on. And you know, as you had said, you know, I'm doing some other things right now, and I have I'm not leaving Bucks County, and I plan to be very active in the county.
We're glad to hear that. Are you saying, Fred? Because I guess it was 6ABC you're referencing, and I think Dawn, previous show, mentioned it, that the new sheriff said essentially he's going to do what you did. Maybe he's calling it something else.
Tomatoes, tomatoes. That's what it sounded like to me in the interview. And he also, you know, and he, you know, and I've talked to him. He's not a bad guy. I mean, I actually like him as a person. He's a decent guy. But he has no law enforcement experience, and he's making comments day four on a job. I haven't done it on 39 years. I never made real comments like that, that he's basically condemning the actions of those officers. And not for nothing, he doesn't know the first thing about law enforcement. I don't know how he could possibly make those comments. But it is what it is. You know, the time will tell. There's going to be a lot more videos coming out. We see what they put out on the media. I had no extra videos to look at. I did try to look at every angle, and it was one of the last videos I saw. That car was head on and the shots were through the windshield. So there'll be an investigation. There's no doubt, and time will tell. But my advice to the public is you don't get in the way of a law enforcement officer's conducting their job. You don't agree with it, fine, but you don't interfere because that's only going to get somebody hurt. A suspect hurt, a bystander in this particular case, or an agitator in this case, or an officer. And this has to stop. And you have, you know, these elected officials, especially the ones out, you know, in Minnesota that are just dialing up this rhetoric. And, you know, I heard AOC and the rest of that crew, you know, they need to be quiet. They don't know. Stick to what they know, which is probably very little. And don't get in the way of law enforcement doing their job. Surely don't comment on it when you know nothing about that. You know, these folks are making Monday morning quarterbacks, and right. They've never been on the field. So right. Be quiet, mind right. Your business, and stick right. To what you know.
And they should agree with us. If they really don't want all this, they should agree that law enforcement, even if they don't agree with ICE and what is the law, should be there. They're there to enforce law and order, just peace, and let people protest in the manner that you ordinarily would. So they don't agree right. With that. And they just think this is going to force ICE out of it. What it's going to do, it's going. I can feel it right now, Fred, even though I've never faced what you did in this. And I can just feel the adrenaline pumping of them and the protesters. And we know what happens when that happens. It's not de-escalate. They talk about de-escalating.
Right.
The force that would de-escalate would be the local cops there just to do their job and to stop confrontation. That would de-escalate.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and these folks are escalating it. You're 100% right, and you know the police officers and the federal agents. You know they're human beings. You know they get pumped up too, and going through everything they're going through is very difficult. I've been on a line, a picketing line. I have had people spit on me. I have had people say vulgar things that I wouldn't even be able to repeat
Fred,
on radio.
Let me introduce you. See, and you really brought up something there. You know what? I couldn't do that, Fred. And knowing you, I really commend that. Any cop, when people spit at you or on you, there's very few things to me that are worse than that, other than, you know, a real all-out physical attack. How do you get yourself as a law enforcement officer not to react when someone's spitting?
You have to. It is really no easy answer. You really have to get your mind in a spot
right.
That you got to be better than them. And you have to be held higher than the standards mm-hmm. of the law for an average citizen, and police are held to a higher standard, as they should be. So you have to just get to your place, and you retreat, first of all, to some degree. You put on proper protective clothing and masks and things like that, and you come a little bit better prepared. But it's very tough. The spitting, I mean, you know, in 1987, going back, I can remember, you know, first couple weeks of the job, I had human feces thrown at me. And I was about, what am I doing here? what the heck am
Fred,
I doing
Well, Fred, I'm telling
here?
You, that's bad. You know what, though, Fred? I'm crazy about this. The spitting bothers me more. I know that's nuts. The spitting, there's something about it so reprehensible.
Yeah.
I remember when Bobby Alomar spit on the umpire. I wouldn't put him in the Hall of Fame for that. I don't care if it's 100 years from now.
It's hard. Spit is, for some reason,
God.
Worse than other things.
Yeah.
And the guy
yeah.
with the feces had mental health problems. It wasn't, he didn't do it intentionally. He had mental health problems, but one way or the other. But, the spitting, just being nasty people. Like, you want to argue, you don't believe in certain things, I'm all okay with that. But you got to be peaceful.
Yeah. So, Fred, I hope the podcast is still going full bore. Is it?
I haven't done – well, I've only been gone 4 days.
Right.
So,
okay. Come
we're
on,
rebranding
chop, chop.
It.
We need that podcast, Fred. Come on.
I'm rebranding it. I'm getting some stuff together at home. But we're rebranding it, and it's gonna come back better because now I'm not employed by the county. So I'm going to be able to be a little bit more –
oh, boy. Yes. Vegas.
The Fred Heron, the uncensored version.
Vegas After Midnight with Fred Heron. Yes. Well, let us know. Tell Henry, as soon as it's rebranded, you're ready
Absolutely.
To go. We want to get you back to promote it, Fred. I'm glad you're
Thank
still
you.
Very, very active, Fred. And again, you always have a place here with us. We love talking with you.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care, Fred.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Sheriff Fred Heron. Yeah, I didn't see that full interview. I think Dan and Dawn were talking about it a little bit. So the guy's going to do pretty much what he's doing. He's just not calling it that. And he also attacked the police, of course. Dan, would you invite him on? I know the father. And tell him, you know, it's not going to be I want to hear his argument. Technically, I know he's an attorney. I only pretend to be one. All right, Linda Kearns put on the bat phone in case I need some ipso facto just to say something, you know. As she always does.
Yeah, she's the legal counsel.
Yeah, other than complaining about losing the big debate to me. You were there. You witnessed it. They were booing her. Linda Kearns, this is Elvis's birthday, will be with us because of that. And also, Chester County, the investigation is in about what happened on Election Day. Remember that debacle? But guess what? They're not going to release it until January 27th. What is wrong with people in the suburbs of Philadelphia that they accept? That will be close to 3 months. And we know what happened there, right? Where's the accountability on it? All right. One other thing so I don't forget. We talked about the governor. The governor today actually said in his news conference in Minnesota, the Minnesota First, that was a Civil War regiment, was there in 1863 to fight. He's bringing up Civil War references now with the Trump administration. 1863, Minnesota First fought for the Union. Well, wait a minute. I thought you guys always talk about the Confederacy. You're the Union now and Trump's the Confederacy? All right, 855-839-1210. First, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Yesterday, even in the middle of it, we did. It was a great one. It wasn't the SpongeBob, that was...
No, yesterday we took a trip to Burma.
Oh, that's right. Myanmar, right. Yes, that's right. Myanmar.
Myanmar.
Still mispronouncing it. All right, you're going to win a pair of movie passes to see Sheepdog movie at AMC, Neshaminy 24 Theaters in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. Sheepdog is a must-see and one of the best films of the year in theaters. January 16th, rated R. Go to sheepdogthemovie.com for details. Henry?
Yeah, Dom. So today on the side, we're asking for geniuses in their field. And simply put, John Lennon is considered one of the musical geniuses in his field, despite how some people may think that the Rolling Stones are a better band than the Beatles.
some very astute people.
Yeah, sure. We'll say that.
Including Sean, yes.
Simply today, I'm going to have one musical genius covering another. Okay. I want the name of this musical genius I am going to play for here now, covering John Lennon. A genius in his own right, Dom.
I don't like the interpretation of this, though. I give Lennon a lot of credit for the presentation. You like the interpretation?
I think it's fine.
Better than Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
Boy, okay. The interpretation better than that.
Okay. All right, so hit us with that. You're off to see Sheepdog, the movie. We're coming to your calls, too. A lot of balls in the air. And get ready to cheer on Linda Kearns, Elvis's birthday today. Genius, yeah, in his own way of what he created. Or it was Colonel Parker, the genius.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the guy is maligned. He made Elvis Elvis. Now, he took 90% of the money, it seems like. But, yeah, small thing. 855-839-1210.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, so we have one musical genius covering the song of another musical genius. Nice play by Henry. Let's hear the clue.
Some would even call him the genius, Dom.
All right, let's go to Jane in Center City on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jane, welcome in. Who's covering that song?
I believe it's Ray Charles.
All right. Nicely played. Now, I didn't pick up on that, I'll be honest, for some reason. Now, hearing it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Ray Charles, known as the genius, so it only made sense to make him the answer today.
And for Lennon, there's no Yoko Ono part in this, right?
Not that I know. No, I don't think he gave her a cameo.
Okay. Imagine the first day of the Beatles with Yoko Ono. Oh, man.
Yeah, I wonder how fast she soured the relationship. I wonder if it was like 15 minutes or like.
Yeah, they don't seem to be as difficult, you know, as the Stones would be. That's the point I was making. Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening there. You know, that Mick Jagger brings in Yoko Ono. Not going to happen.
Explosive.
Oh, yeah. They would just quit or not be, you know, we're going to arm them with. They're not going to put up with it. No. That's a tale about the Beatles. Well, I don't know if she broke them up or not. Ultimately,
I would think so.
Yeah. Okay. Side question today is that a genius, in quotes, in their field. Someone so good in their field. That's what we're looking for. And, the new sheriff did do an interview with 6ABC, giving his thoughts, and I think Fred Herron's right, on what happened yesterday. And I guess in Bucks County, they think, and we'll get it and play it tomorrow. Maybe he'll come on. I'd love to hear him because he could be in that position. They think that, allowing mobs to try to recklessly get involved with ICE, and we saw it go on for an hour or so before this happened, is the way to go. Because if you send the police there to allow ICE to do what they're doing and keep, quote, protesters from recklessly getting in the way, they have a right to protest, they have a right to film them, they had a right to be, quote, legal observers. Yeah, it's kind of like, as Robert of Ben Salem said, the Maryland man and Russian collusion, legal observers. You don't have a right to block this, though. And there was another vehicle there trying to do it also, I think. Why were the police not there? There was obviously a big group there. They obviously got calls on. It was only a mile away from the George Floyd thing. Why were the police not there to keep civil order? It doesn't mean people couldn't be screaming at ICE. It doesn't mean they couldn't be filming them. It just means you can't let them get at them. You can't let them interfere. That's because they feel that would be condoning ICE. In a nutshell, that's what this comes down to me. All the other niceties of where he fired, did she hit him, all that, I hear it. She shouldn't have been there, and with local police, they would have had enough. They wouldn't have allowed her to block it. That would have been their job. No, we see what you're doing there. You can't block it. You got to get the vehicle out of here. She'd be alive. But they're not going to do that. So out in Bucks County, serious question, and we'll see if we get them on or at least play the ABC interview. Is that what they want in Bucks County? When ICE comes to Bucks County, do they want the indivisible mob and all these people that you see to be able to descend on them, to romanticize they're going to block them and stop them? Apparently, that's what they may want. And what is the possible result? The possible result is people are going to get hurt. In this case, dead. You put police in there. I don't know how many it would have taken. Maybe a half dozen. And I don't think the police are going to allow. Now, why did ICE allow? Because ICE was trying to get out of there. That's the point. They were trying to drive out of there to get away from this situation. Isn't that relatively simple? They're saying, though, putting the police in there just protects ICE. No, what it protects is civil order. And then whatever ICE does, if they're doing something, and the police can film them. Here's the solution. All right, we have to do everything, I guess. You can have the local police as witnesses. In other words, you can have the local police there filming the actions of ICE. That's certainly within the law. I don't think it's good for camaraderie, and all, but okay. You could have the local police there protecting civil order, meaning whatever ICE is going to do, people are not recklessly going to intervene, which is a felony. But those officers can be called to testify. They're excellent witnesses. They're cops. And film what ICE is doing. Why don't we do that? We don't do it because the mob doesn't want it. They just want ICE to go away, to be stopped, to be attacked. They can't get at Trump, so they want to get at them. You want to bring a legal case against them? They're doing something that's outside the law. What better than to have cops filming them? That's all legal, and ICE, they should agree with that. It's not good for a working relationship, but I get it. What about that solution? No, we don't want to do that. She would be alive. You'd have a record of what ICE is doing. And if you want to take action against them legally, take action. All right, Linda Kearns next on the big day here. Now, I think we have to decide. I don't know when Frank Sinatra's birthday is, but I'm sure we'll be flooded on that day. Elvis's birthday, people are kind of forgetting. Also, I want to ask Linda, Chester County now, the investigation is over, reported this morning, but they will not release the report of how they screwed up, what was it, 12,000 votes at least. I saw some numbers, huge numbers, till January 27th. And people accept this? Just spit it out. Who's responsible and what are you going to do about it? That will be, what, over 3 months. Close to 3 months after this happened. You're paying them $35,000. You're not telling your constituents for 3 months after the fact something simple that happened here, and what are you going to do about it? All right, Linda Kearns with all that and your calls on Talk Radio 12.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Tom Giordano Show. What we have to put up with, I think it was bribery, yes, though, ipso facto, fraud. All the producers getting cupcakes yesterday. It seemed to be like truckloads of them. And it wasn't even Elvis's birthday until today. It's just buying access. FCC will be looked into it. I'm sure. Yes.
I'm up for
sale.
These
were huge cupcakes, too. There may have been $50 bills in them. Who knows?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It tasted like it was $50. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Did she make them herself? I hear that's not. These were not homemade. My eyes said no. Nobody could make them that well. Let's go to attorney extraordinaire and talk show host, Linda Kearns. Linda, happy Elvis Day.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. Thank you for saying happy birthday, Elvis, and giving this day the pageantry it deserves.
Pageantry. Well, he does meet the criteria. We're asking Stephen Hawking's birthday was the other day. Somebody who was a genius in their field and one of the biggest, we agree, is somebody who revolutionized it or at least changed it up. And yeah, Elvis did.
Absolutely. And, you know, I heard you earlier saying that I, you know, quote unquote, complain about that rigged Sinatra Elvis debate.
Yes.
But remember, I was Trump's attorney in 2020 here in Pennsylvania. And what did I do from that experience? I learned that when the other side rigs an election, you come back stronger in 24. And I'm going to use those same skills on you for the rematch. And I'm not going to let you get away with that stuff again.
You're debating somebody who does thousands of debates. How do you even stand a chance? Just because you won Pennsylvania for us, that doesn't stop me. Come on now.
Dom, all I have to say is be afraid. That's basically my advice on this issue.
So, Linda, the Chesko people, again, hard to believe politically this is happening. They have the report now, and you said, yeah, you give me just some cupcakes. I would have done it in 5 minutes. $35,000.
Tom, I already told you.
Yeah.
This is done and dusted. I explained why did that happen, because no one proofread the poll books, because they got them back from the printer and sent them out. I could have done that investigation in 5 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. And now they're not going to release it until January 27th. And look, that's what politicians do. But the people out there, it's the most affluent, educated, allegedly, in the area. What do we make of this, that it doesn't seem to be any pressure to admit that and to say, okay, what's the accountability? And Linda, particularly, you're in the most sensitive field imaginable, in the biggest swing state imaginable. We're hyper on this. It comes up constantly. Any kind of shenanigan or flaw, you ought to jump on it immediately.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. In fact, I just filed a lawsuit against Lackawanna County because of the debacle from the primary when they sent out the wrong ballots to some Republican voters. Now, I wanted to file something in Chester County, but it wasn't that easy. You have to have a plaintiff and to establish the cause of action. And because eventually most of those people, or everyone I talked to, and I did talk to a lot of your listeners, did end up filing and, you know, filling out a provisional ballot and having it counted, it was difficult to draft a lawsuit in that regard.
So, Linda, what are you working on now? What's your area of interest other than cupcaking these producers and filling in and coming on with Dawn each week and trying to make them believe you can defeat me by the summertime? I'm in training for this. Henry, there's no holds barred on this. Right out of the box. Bang! What are you up to?
Well, what I'm working on right this second, and I'm a little disappointed in my Henry, because I told him that today's Elvis's birthday and you can log into the Graceland cam and watch live what's going on Graceland. Oh. And I'm looking at it right now. Well, and people just got off the bus and they're waiting to go into Graceland. You can watch Graceland. You can monitor it 24/7. I can't believe more people didn't know that.
Well, here's the thing, Linda. I had it up during the commercial break leading into this segment. And then when we came back, I switched the camera back to Dom and I have the Graceland camera back up right now.
Yeah, well, my hair might be slightly better than Elvis's. That's another factor, too.
But that's see that? You see that on the monitor, Tom? That's live at Graceland. That's people waiting to go into the mansion. I mean, that's just, isn't that amazing? You can look into that 24/7. So other than monitoring what's going on in Graceland, I have my suit against Lackawanna County, and I have and that's with the Center for Election Confidence. And then I have two things pending with the Public Interest Legal Foundation. We're waiting for the Supreme Court to see if this is the Supreme Court of the United States, to see if they will take our case on the non-citizen voting and the transparency of that under the NVRA. That's a voter roll case. And then we also have ongoing our case here in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania about the people who made threats against the voters in the 24 election. So I have multiple election cases going on. And, you know, Dom, I did want to mention to you, my office is at Broad and Locust, so I'm a few blocks down from City Hall. So we get warnings if there's going to be protests. And I thought your listeners would like to know that today at 5 p.m., a protest of the recent Minneapolis ICE incident will take place at City Hall, 1400 JFK Boulevard. It is anticipated that the participants will march through Center City, which may cause traffic delays. So there's going to be this nonsense here in Philadelphia.
Thank you for that. And you know where they usually go. They know their stuff, these activists. They go to 676, the turnoff there. There have been incidents. That way they can block up everything. And I don't know how many times, Linda, we go through this with the police. I've had ministers on and all. They actually believe, I don't know, I don't want to overextend my jurisprudence and say it's kidnapping, but it is unlawfully stopping people from their right of access. That right never seems to be realized.
You're absolutely right. And I'm wondering, Dom, I didn't get a chance to listen to your whole show today, but they're calling that woman a legal observer. That's a made-up term,
exactly.
Isn't it? I mean,
yes.
I never heard that's a made-up term. No, there's no such thing. Was she standing there? Yes. Was she observing? Yes. Until she tried to run over the ICE agent, was she breaking the law? No. So now they're calling her a legal observer. I really wish voters would just wake up. I mean, I've spent my entire adult life protecting voters, and then this is the thanks I get. Just all this nonsense and continuing to vote in these leaders.
It's like the Marilyn man, whatever, and the media runs with it because it's a catchy term. She was, looking at it, and she can legally do that. That's true. But she had no official designation. no standing to do anything at all, Linda. So, but thank you for that heads up. And again, just thank you. So glad you're in the bullpen for us here. It's comforting.
Oh, thank you, Dom. And yes, did I bring cupcakes for all the producers yesterday?
Yes.
Absolutely. To celebrate Elvis's birthday. And if you want to go somewhere in life, that's who you have to make friends with, the producers.
The gatekeepers,
They're the gatekeepers. They're in charge because they've threatened me. You know, if they don't like me, they can hold the commercials over longer or they can accidentally disconnect my call. I mean, they have a lot of power, Dom.
A sad day in the producer's lounge here that they lounge like this. You're exactly right. Linda, where do we find you on Twitter?
Oh, sure. Linda Kearns Law. I'm not on Twitter that much, but I do try. Because I get very frustrated, Dom, because I often have people calling me with these ridiculous, outlandish theories about elections. And I say, what are you talking about? Where did you see that? And then they say, on Twitter. So sometimes I don't go on it that much.
Okay.
But yes, you can find me there and see what I'm doing. And I hope everyone's celebrating Elvis's birthday today. He would have been 91, which, by the way, is 1 year younger than the 92-year-old judge in the Southern District of New York who's presiding over the Maduro case. So even Elvis is younger than that judge.
Absolutely. Thank you, Linda, very much. Happy Elvis
Day. All right, have a great day. Bye, Henry.
Thanks, bye, Linda. All right. Even in the midst, we have to take a moment to celebrate that. It's one of our top 10 insider things here, the Elvis stuff.
That's a crazy factoid she just spit out there.
Yeah. Now, this guy's hair, definitely better than Elvis's. Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Happy New Year, Dom.
Happy New Year.
Dom, a couple of things before I get my side answer. I saw that chief of police call this incident predictable.
Yep.
And if it was so predictable, why weren't they there on site at the outset, number one? And if it was so predictable, you would assume it was also preventable.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like an implication as to his department's negligence. And as far as this mayor goes, if he keeps going with his biased slant or interpretation or his conviction of this, couldn't that prevent the agent from receiving a fair trial?
Oh, absolutely. He can't get a trial there. And, you know, that's Joe, absolutely. And I'm working, Joe, as we speak, and I didn't know about this faux pas there, but Heron made it, and I think Dawn Show had it, the new guy out there in Bucks County analyzing this with 6ABC and calling out the police on this. So Bucks County, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah, I mean, it was no matter an hour after this occurred that this guy was tried, convicted, and prosecuted.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and they weren't nowhere on site, you know, to see what happened. So, you know, I hope this agent gets a fair trial. I really do. You can only hope, but I don't see how it could happen the more these people go in front of the camera with their own conjecture.
Joe, what's your side today?
My side is, to me, was the ultimate genius in his craft. I can't for the life of me understand how he could come off an athletic field, jump into a warcraft, a fighter warcraft, and then get out of that warcraft and come back on the field and not miss a step. And he had his craft down to a science, Dom. It was crazy, some of the stuff he thought about. He realized that the pitcher's mound came down on a 14-degree angle, and his swing had to go up at a 14-degree angle. His eyes, I told you this before, he would step out of the batter's box if his eyes dilated and because the sun went behind the cloud. He would bring his bats to the post office to weigh them to make sure they were no more than 31 ounces. And my dad had the pleasure and the honor of spending a weekend with him at the Cherry Hill Hyatt House, and it'd been like me or you meeting Mickey Mantle for a weekend. My dad asked him, he goes, "Hey, why did you hold the bat up and down vertical?" And he looked around the hotel room. He found a bottle of scotch and he handed it to my dad. And he says, "Hold this straight out." My dad held it straight out. And he goes, "Now hold it up and down vertical." And my dad held it up and down vertical. And he says, "Which way is lighter?" And my dad said,
"Yeah,
vertical." And that's why you held the bat straight up and down. And that was Ted Williams. He wrote a book, you know, The Science of Hitting 400, which we will never see again. And the cover of the book is great. He knew which pitch to swing at and which pitch not to swing at.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, the only sad thing here is he's the greatest hitter of all time. He's a patriot.
And And
but
Bob, before
Babe Ruth, Babe Ruth is the bigger figure. I'm not sure how, but you know, both geniuses.
Well, yeah. He was larger than life, and yeah. he was left to all our imaginations. Yeah. And, Dom, one of these days when I see you, I'm going to bring – I have his personally autographed model Louisville Slugger. My dad ordered a half a dozen of his models. My dad could get his name burned down the end, and he requested no name in the end. My bat says in Sharpie, where his Ted Williams' name belonged, Ted Williams. And up right up above, it says, to Joe, best wishes. Wow. The last person that touched his bat was Ted Williams. My dad brought plastic tubes. He put them in plastic tubes. Nobody's opened mine up since.
Wow. Unbelievable, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, I'm fascinated by Ted Williams more than Babe Ruth. I get it and all that, but you know what? Last at bat. What did he do? Home run.
Yep.
That's it.
Storybook ending.
And still, he's no Babe Ruth.
Yeah, it is crazy.
It is crazy, isn't it?
I mean, I think it comes down to the name.
You know what it's like? It's like Amadeus and Mozart. You know, the guy was brilliant, too, but hey, you're no Mozart, buddy. It would drive me nuts.
Salieri. It's the plot of Amadeus.
Exactly, right. All right, it is the lightning amp. Be ready. This really took off today. Hit us with that all-time genius in a particular field on Talk Radio 1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
I'm looking at a Hall of Fame of our own here. Of course, lined up a lightning round today. A genius in their own field coming off Stephen Hawking's birthday this week. Let's start with half Greek, Drew in Upper Darby. All right, Drew, who's yours?
Hey, Dom. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hey, Dom, this director, his movies weren't only great, but he also had a weekly variety show. It was almost like a Twilight Zone. It was so good. And that every movie he ever made, he always had a small cameo in it. And that's Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
Talk about an intimidating figure. You know, I'm just thinking of Mr. Hitchcock and he's directing you. You go, I'm not doing that. Oh, man. Yeah, you might end up in a psycho a shower scene or something. All right. Here we go. This is on brand big time. Joe of X10. All right, Joe, what's yours?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. For my side answer, ancient Greece is the genius originator of theater, represented by two masks, one smiling and one frowning, symbolizing that life is an embodiment of both hardship and pleasure.
Thank you, Joe, and I like the lilt to the pleasure at the end. I got to get Zenos in on this. We're going Greek. You could tell that when it comes to genius. Zenos in Upper Darby. Zenos, who's yours?
Well, Dom, happy New Year. And yesterday was one of the Orthodox Christmas, and Merry Christmas. Joe, he is absolutely right, and I think his name was Thespius. So, you know, you got the Thespians. Mine is Pythagoras. He's the one with the timetables, the fractions, the squares, and all other stuff. That's who he is, Pythagoras. And one more comment, Dom. The sheriff in Bucks County, I seen it a little bit different than how Mr. Herring did. I see he's going to be for the people. He's going to prosecute the people and chase them, and he's going to be lenient with the foreigners, the illegal aliens.
I hear you. Well, we're going to try to get him on tomorrow. At least we have the sound of it. Sean, who did you like?
Ooh. My favorite one is one that we weren't able to get to.
All right, go ahead. That's fine.
Michael from Wilmington had Joey Chestnut.
That was a great answer.
Oh, that is a good answer. Is he a genius or just a stomach, maybe?
Genius in his own field. He had to work to get that gut.
Yeah. All right, Henry.
Among the ones we took off, Greg in the Northeast, Chris Jenner, Joan Columbus, Ted Williams, and Alex Zenos right there with Pythagoras.
All right.
AI would work. Rush Limbaugh would work.
Yeah, I like the AI because it triggered us down the field.
All right, Lance.
Yeah, put Lance. Michael, I'm sorry we didn't get to you today. Try to call in a little bit earlier. I'm sorry. Richie always next. 4 big hours. Big show tomorrow. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.